Residents of Albany South End are stepping up efforts to keep a neighborhood pharmacy from closing. More than a drugstore, the South Pearl Street Rite Aid has been a good neighbor, according to locals. A place where people can pick up bread, milk, and other basic necessities, print photos, purchase small electronics and minutes to replenish their cell phones, receive flu shots, get tested for HIV.
People come before profit.
The shop changed ownership as part of the sale of select Rite Aid stores to Walgreens, which decided to close it. Neighbors rallied last month at the South Pearl Street location, which former Common Councilor Dom Calcellaro says serves the community of mostly low-income residents, including many seniors and people of color. Another rally was held Friday evening at the Holland Avenue Walgreens, where customers' prescriptions have been transferred.
And in order to get here, for the people that live in the South End, unless you live on the 100 bus line directly, you would have to take at least two buses to get here and two to get back to go a mile.
Neighbors imagine someone in a faraway Walgreens corporate office likely looked at a city map and saw one of the chain's newer stores a mere mile away. What they didn't see as they made arrangements to transfer prescriptions and patient records to that store was the topography involved.
South End, according to the last census, about 40% of the people don't own cars. It's probably even a higher percentage than that in reality.
I'm going to be sad when they close because it's my store.
Kenesha lives nearby.
I don't know why they closing.
What do you usually come here for?
Household things.
Where will you go when this closes?
I don't know. I don't know. I want to come here, but they closing. So I guess I have to go all the way to Walmart, which that's a little ride.
A four-mile bus ride. At Friday's rally, First Ward Councilwoman Dorcia Pleers told the crowd the people of the South End matter.
And what we must send a message about is that no longer will we sit down and allow people to walk over people of color, walk over low-income communities.
Yes.
Our communities matter also.
Yes, yes, yes.
Aplier says she is speaking for everyone who feels they have no voice.
People who live in this community deserve access to goods and services and medicine like everybody else. And so this is a valuable gem in this community that they are proposing to remove and shut down. And as a result, it will leave a big hole, not just a big vacant box in our community, but for residents who have limited transportation and limited means, this will put them at a great loss. And so it will ultimately impact quality of life for the residents who live on the South End.
Have you heard any encouraging words at all?
I have not. And having spoken to some residents who have issues with walking, they are concerned about how they're going to get access to their medication. That's a life or death issue that many of us take for granted.
Albany County Legislator Sam Fine is one of 39 elected officials and community leaders who sent a letter to Walgreens CEO requesting the South End Rite Aid be kept open.
The fact that we got so many people to sign on, people from levels of state representatives, we had people at the county level, the county executive, the mayor, really shows the amount of support for keeping this pharmacy open, how important it is to the community.
Fine says there's also a petition circulating that will also be forwarded to Walgreens, whose spokesman Phil Caruso previously told WAMC that the South End Rite Aid's last day of business will be September 19th, and the store will remain open for about two additional weeks to allow for a final sale. There's more at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.